T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Derek White, 4-for-5. Boston has 10 threes in the first half. A steal by Jaylen Brown. A transition layup with the right hand. He's got 15 in the first half and the lead back to 17.
Celtics are only down 3-2 now.
All right, let's do the psychology of a 3-0 series. You are a fan of a team.
Yep.
They're up 3-0.
Up 3-0.
Up three games to none. When do you get nervous? They lose game four. Nervous?
Does it matter here if I'm the home or the away team? No, right?
I mean,
Am I nervous? No.
3-2. You nervous?
Like, yes.
Is Miami nervous now?
Yes. Absolutely. Because isn't Miami, and again, this is where the home and road thing might come into at least the talking points of it a little bit, isn't Miami thinking right now, we have to win game six? Because if we go back to, this doesn't have to be right, but you go back to Boston, they've won 3 in a row, game seven there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the world thinks you're winning that game.
Right. In the hockey series, if Vegas and Dallas, like that's one where if Dallas forces a game six, they're home for game six, not on the road for game. Like Boston forced it to go on the road.
Yeah.
Dallas, if they get a win, would force it to go back home.
I think the right answer is at 3-2.
You become nervous again.
You get nervous.
Yep.
And if they even the series, you are petrified. You're assuming it's over.
I wouldn't do that on 3-3. I would just go with a thing I expected to win has become a coin toss.
It's hard. It won't feel like a coin toss.
No, I know.
It will not feel like a coin toss. It will feel like you're... How often does that happen? Teams get down 3-0, come back for 3-3, and then don't win Game 7. I'm sure it's happened.
It has.
But there's not series that are coming to mind. If you're... You could even say, do you get nervous... Like, if you're a Heat fan, do you get nervous after the first quarter last night? You're up 3-1, and you're down, what was it, 8 after the first quarter? I'd be nervous there. Especially when... There are other mitigating factors here. One is when you're an 8 seed and everyone thinks you're less talented than the other team and they start getting hot, now you're nervous. Like, the Heat are nervous before that game's over last night. Well before. Like, before the first half even probably has hit. They're, oh no, this is gonna happen. Tatum's getting hot and there's Jaylen Brown hitting threes. I know they're a more talented team than me, and now they're starting to show it. Uh-oh, and they're not gonna relent.
What happened to Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler.
14 points.
Brutal.
Not great.
He's just not.
He did have 29 in game four that they lost, but in game five, 14.
Can't have that. They're getting injuries, too. They were missing Gabe Vincent, who I think is their starting point guard.
Ankle injury.
They're missing a couple guys.
Yeah, but Butler, the last couple games, not shooting the ball well. The last three, just, you know, eh.
He's not Jimmy Buckets at the moment.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. 2 weeks to your wedding.
Two weeks.
Man. Excited?
More excited than stressed. Yeah. I don't feel like I'm not that stressed about it.
Is your fiance feeling the same way?
Hers might be flipped the other way.
A little more stressed than excited?
A little bit more stressed than excited. I mean, there are still some things to do. Not a ton. But there are some things to do. We're in the deposits are already down, and now you're paying up the rest of stuff. Is this week, the DJ, the photography, the limo, all that stuff. That's being finalized. Being finalized now. We have 2 weeks, and we have not had our wedding idea of the day yet today.
You got one ready?
I do have one ready for you.
And by the way, we always welcome, if you want to call in with a wedding idea of the day, people have called in with ideas. The wine bottle one, I remember that.
The wine bottle one is still maybe my favorite one that...
Every table has a wine bottle. You write a note, you put it in, you give the wine bottles to the bride and groom. They open one a year to get messages from people at the wedding.
Yep. Wedding idea of the day today, though, just straight up line dancing.
Okay. I don't want that.
No? Why not? Great party atmosphere.
That's fine. You can line dance. I'm not going to line dance.
No line dancing? What type of dancing will you participate in? Just normal group dancing?
What other kinds are there?
They're slow dancing. But again, there won't be soul songs.
Won't do the Macarena. Won't do the YMCA.
How extreme, by the way, when you said no slow songs, how extreme are you thinking?
Like none.
Like for yours. Like none, right?
We had none.
You give no opportunity to... That's a reservation now I'm starting to have after the fact. We've already told our DJ no slow songs. Should I be worried that there will be people there that, like, that's really all they would do? And now I'm taking that opportunity away from them. Even for one single song.
They have a choice. Grow up. Sorry. I'm kidding. I mean, what? What is this? Is this, everyone wants a participation trophy? Huh? No. When I say no slow songs, I meant... No slow songs.
No slow songs.
Someone
at
that
all.
Would only dance to a slow song doesn't want to dance.
Mm-hmm.
They want to use the slow song as their, see, I danced.
Yeah. Without really letting loose.
No. How extreme? None. That's what I meant. I meant none.
Not a single one.
I meant none.
Hmm.
After the, you know, the bride and groom, whatever dance.
Yes. Yep.
And
the necessities.
Yeah. The father, daughter, all that stuff. You still have those dances. And then after that, 0.0 slow songs.
I can tell you a wedding idea of the day that is going to be executed. Maybe this has come up before. But it's now official. It's finalized.
Evan, it's official. Falcons.
It's not Falcons.
No birds of prey.
And if someone offered, didn't they?
Duck races.
Not duck races. I don't know if we had it.
Portable mini golf.
Beer boys.
What is a beer? What do you mean by that?
Walking down the aisle in the ceremony will be a couple of individuals who will be passing out beers.
During the ceremony?
During the ceremony. That will be happening.
So people sitting there while watching you guys exchange vows will be able to just drink a beer.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever seen that before.
Yep. It was a thing that someone sent us on
go ahead and let people
Instagram
have a beer during that portion.
Yes. Yep.
Someone out there is thinking like that's blasphemous because you'll get pictures of the people and like you'll have beers.
They'll be cheersing though. Well, the people, we're not going to have them. Oh, but the people, yeah, right. The people in their seats will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not everybody. Not everybody's probably going to
take
it up on that.
It's interesting. I hadn't heard that idea before.
Beer boys. That will be a thing. Replacing the, we're not having like a flower girl or anything.
Okay.
I guess it's replacing that. Instead of throwing petals, we'll be throwing,
bottle caps.
Bottle, yeah.
So, all right, beer during the ceremony.
During the ceremony. That is happening. Like it?
Yeah, sure. Sounds great. Yeah, it sounds great.
But no Falcons. Yet.
Yet. We got 2 weeks to convince you to get...
What's more likely? Falcons at my wedding or Jeremy picking Dalton Kincaid third overall in a rookie draft?
Not going to pick him third. I don't think so. I don't think. 803-0550. Little Sabres, little Bills today, little Memorial Day. Is Memorial Day the best holiday?
Yes. I think I am going in the water on Monday, by the way. I'm going to give it a shot.
57 degrees that lake.
I'm going. I'm going to try it. I'm itching to get in the water, have a beach day. And I guess I can have a beach day without the water, but I'm itching. It's going to be warm.
Oh.
I'm going to want to cool off a little bit, and once you get in, you're fine. You're used to it, right? It'll be that instant shock, and then within a minute, what? It's whatever.
I'm looking at temperatures. I believe the water is 51 degrees.
That's 6 degrees. Might not sound like a lot, but that actually might be a lot.
Yeah, like the lake temperature in Buffalo is 51 degrees right now.
All right, well, like, where are they measuring this water, though? Is this the middle of the lake, or is this near the shore?
I'm glad you asked, because this does skew the finding a bit.
Yeah.
The reported Lake Erie water temperature is taken to the Buffalo Water Treatment Plant located on Lake Erie at the entrance to the Niagara River. It is taken at a depth of 30 feet.
Oh, get out of here with 30 feet. 51 degrees.
It's probably like 54.
Who is that for? Who needs to know what the water is 30 feet below the surface?
Fishermen.
Okay, fair.
Maybe. I don't know if that's right.
That sounds like it could be right,
that's
though.
That's a guess.
No, I need the surface temperature in 4 foot deep max water. 5 feet deep. No, less than that, 4 feet. I'm not going to be getting too far away. I'm in standing water.
You want swim water temperature, not 30 feet deep temperature.
Can I stand in the water with a drink in my hand and be comfortable? That's all I want to know.
Fair question. I'm also receiving word from a source. We did have a grandparent dance, like the one, the How Long Have You Been a Couple? We did have that one.
With the grandparents dancing.
Where everybody dances, and like, if you've been married for 5 years, come off the floor.
Oh,
We did do that one.
But
for me, I include that in like the all the dances that you do.
That is the anniversary dance, I think?
Sure, yes.
When our DJ brought that up to us, we had no idea what it was.
Okay, yeah. That
we had no idea what it was.
I consider that to be a standard. So when I say no slow songs, I just mean like all the ones you would choose that aren't like rituals.
Right. Yeah.
Bill is in. Bill's on the phones here for a wedding idea. What's up, Bill?
Hey, man, you're having your wedding at the mansion, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, Jeremy was talking about having a chipping contest.
Mm.
Well, I mow and I do the landscaping there. I could cut you guys greens in the fields.
Wow!
Whoa.
What an offer!
Oh, that is wow!
What an offer! Manicured. Not like a chipping mat, but like really cut yourself a green.
Yeah, Bill, what are we talking? Like a green? Like what are we talking here?
Well, I mean, the field area is not the greatest of grass, but I could trim it down to where it'll be like really short.
Wow.
I'm telling you, what an offer.
That's an incredible offer.
Thanks, Bill.
That is enticing.
What an offer.
Yeah, there's a field next to it. Chipping contest. Chipping contest or like par 3 contest. You probably could fit a par 3 hole in there.
Yeah.
All right.
CJ in Buffalo on Ken Dorsey. What's up, CJ?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, you guys were talking earlier about, Josh Allen's interception and, you know, putting most of that weight from the interceptions on Ken Dorsey due to the fact that you've seen Josh Allen get better.
I was simply saying that I think it's a natural thing that happens. That Allen's mistakes become Dorsey's fault. Like, there's just when you know your quarterback is great, when he's not great, you tend to look to other reasons he wasn't. It's because the line let him down. He can't get protection. Receivers can't get open. It's when a quarterback is great, and, you know, say this of Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, it is not often that you'll just say, like, wow, he was bad today. A lot of people will want to look for other outside factors just as a default.
Understood. Okay, so my theory may be nothing, or it may be something. How much do you put into the weight of the emotion of the OC knowing who your quarterback is? And I know everybody labeled Josh Allen for a while sugar high Josh Allen, and he kind of got loose. And over time, obviously, you mature. And this year, it seems like Sean McDermott is saying Josh Allen matured somewhat, or he's seen more growth from him this offseason. Ken Dorsey showed in the Miami game, the first one in Miami in the Heat where we lost, I think, by 3, that he kind of blew up towards the end on some plays. And I think him playing in the past or in college, he has aggression or wants to do more because he knows how good his quarterback is and he knows he can attack. But it seems like Dabo used to rein Josh Allen in and have that time or in situational football where he can say, okay, we're in the red zone. Let's do a jet sweep, take it out of your hand, or be in his head and say, hey, Josh Allen, hey, slow down. Look, we got the game. We're going to take the dump off. And it seems like Dorsey, I think, the way he calls plays, he wants to go at your throat all the time, every play. I want to score now, later, after the game. I just want to keep attacking. Do you think that emotion and him not reining Josh Allen in, both of them being so aggressive, causes his interceptions to go up? If I worded that right?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Basically, yeah, you want we would talk about this a little bit during the season. If Allen's taking too many shots down the field and it's detrimental to the offense, that is what coaches are for. Coaches exist to bring out the best in a player. That's the whole job. Bring out the best in a player, make this player the best version of themselves. And is Dorsey doing that?
We'll see.
The thing you wonder with him, Dable used to get on Josh, right? Like you'd see videos of it on the sidelines. And does Dorsey feel comfortable doing that, or is he even that type of character in the first place? I mean, I could point to the video at the end of the Dolphins game and say, like, he can be fiery.
Sure. Well, there's another part of that, and that's that if you're a rookie quarterback, you might be more willing to accept someone getting on you when you are a multi-time Pro Bowler, have a $250 million. I'm not saying, like, Josh's personality change. It's just that, you know, when you're a rookie and you're young and you're coming through and you're trying to prove, I got to prove I can make it in this league, then you make it. Now you know, hey, listen, I know I'm good. Here's what I like. I want to do this, this, and this, this.
Yep.
Some guys want, who was it? Somebody recently said they wanted to be coached hard.
I don't know.
Some guys like being coached hard.
It wasn't Mahomes, was it?
I don't think so. I can't remember who it was. But that they were hoping for a chance. Somebody that's going to really push me to be my best. Some people want that. And some people 10 years in still want that. Others want, hey,
Mac Jones.
Was it Mac Jones? Yes.
Mac Jones says he wants to be coached hard.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, he played for Nick Saban, and now he plays for Bill Belichick.
He wants to be coached harder, even. He was saying, like, harder than what he had in New England last year.
Right. Well, that's Joe Judge and Matt Patricia.
Yep.
Maybe that meant somebody that's got more, whatever, knowledge of an offense. But, yeah, I don't know the inner workings of Dorsey and Allen. I mean, Dorsey was here for a lot of the time. The Dable was, too. That's obviously, like, built into this.
Yep.
So they've been together for quite some time.
And he would have been coaching him on a day-to-day basis.
Yep.
You know, quarterback coach.
He's a quarterback's coach.
So.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the coordinator position. This is happening with Joe Mazzulla right now, the coach of the Celtics. It's year one for him, and he's a rookie head coach, and he's being asked to go up against, like, mastermind Eric Spoelstra. And that's how he's being judged. And if he was a player in year one, it'd be, okay, well, you know what? Like, well, he's going to get better in year two and then in year three. Who would expect him to be perfect as a rookie? Coaching, you don't really do that. And that was Dorsey, too, which is why I'm willing to extend any judgment on him out to this year. I don't know how much longer I'd want to do it than that year, but in year one, okay, some things maybe weren't perfect, and the offense kind of got stagnant at the end of the year. They went from the number one overall offense in football in the first half of the year to, I think, they were number six in the second half of the year. That might not sound like a lot, but statistically, that is a big difference. And is any of that, hey, it was his first year on the job? Because if it was a quarterback that, oh, started really hot and then kind of tapered off at the end, you might think, okay, well, let's see what year two looks like. And coordinators, we really don't do that as much. So I'm willing to see what he looks like this year and bypass some of the inconsistencies that happened at the end of last year. But, like, what I wonder is if it looks exactly the same, then where are we at with this guy? Because if it looks exactly the same and they are hot for half the year, and then we're back here at the midpoint of the year thinking, what is happening? Why do they not look like a juggernaut? Why do they not look like a machine? If any of that comes up again, it's going to be even more fiery, I think, than it was last year.
Kevin writes in, Dable was on the sidelines. I think they'll change that, Dorsey from the booth to the sidelines. I think Dable did both. He was sometimes upstairs, sometimes sidelines.
I think he was more often upstairs, but he had been on the sidelines.
I think he started on the sidelines and then went up to the booth.
The video that I'm remembering of him kind of berating Josh a little bit, I mean, he's on the sidelines. Yeah. He would have to be.
803-0550, Friday, getaway day, weekend, 60s, Memorial Day weekend, lots of good stuff. It's going to be June soon.
It's going to be June when? Next week?
Yeah, next week. It's almost June. And then July is training camp. We're getting there. I'm going to start planning my season. No camp or lot. You know, I'm going to make plans.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Don't know yet. We've reached out.
You're still going to tailgate, right? On some level?
Yeah. That's the plan.
Oh, you're saying you've reached out, like you're trying to find...
Private camper lots, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are in contact.
That's going to be... Isn't everybody making that call right now?
You would think?
Yeah.
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.